keep it close, in a 2-minute drill, you can pull it off. That's really good. So that's what we're asking. At the last second, they're about to close the doors, that's what we invoke. And that's why it's interesting. Usually we start right before it gets dark, and when the Shemesh is Hayom Yifneh, Hashemesh Yovi Yifneh, just as the end, and then it gets dark. Israel is a whole discussion. You should probably do it a little bit earlier so you can get in Duchening before it gets dark. And we conclude with Hashem Hu Elokim and Tkiyah Shofar. Why do we say Hashem Hu Elokim 7 times? Because it's correlated to the 7 heavens, the 7 Rikiim, the 7 firmaments. One way to look at it is that Hashem dwells in these 7 heavens. Or the other way to look at it probably is that every time we say Hashem Hu Elokim, we are acknowledging that Hashem is going away. Slowly, as we close the doors of Yom Kippur, once, twice, 3 times over the course of these 7 stairways. This is like the stairway to heaven, so to speak, the 7 stairs, the 7 Rikiim, that Hashem goes, transcends these 7, all the way back, and then we say Shema Yisrael, and we blow a Tkiyah Shofar. Some say Tkiyah Shofar reminds us of Yovel, which occurred on Yom Kippur, that we free all the slaves. But probably it has to do with a simon for the Siluk HaShechina, it's the goodbye. Just like at Har Sinai, when they blew the Shofar, that means that Hashem is gone. So when we blow the shofar on Motzei Yom Kippur, that means that we are really looking at the Shekhinah going away. But one last thought, and that is that Rav Soloveitchik says he was once standing, tells the story, he was once standing with his father outside, and it was getting to the sunset on Yom Kippur afternoon. And his father was watching, and the horizon was ablaze with rays of sun. And he said, you should see, that's the most unbelievable sunset. And Rav Soloveitchik, he was the kid, he was looking and said, what's so special? He said, when that sun goes down, that sun gives us kapara. The Itsumo Shel Yom of Yom Kippur is Mechaper. Just those 25 hours give us a whole new life. Literally, a whole new life for the coming year. So hopefully, through the course of our davening and our Masim Tovim and our Tshuva, we'll all be Zocha to Ishmael's Chaim Shalom. Thank you everyone for coming.